This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
During the summertime when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family or on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, whether you're at home or on the go, so you can stay connected to your loved ones and to your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode after episode. So connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G and home internet and create memories and more all summer long. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done. Outfit stunner. And my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and deeply moisturizes with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3 complex. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating Pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. The refrigerator is an appliance so useful that it may seem like it can do no wrong. But although it is adept at keeping that macaroni salad picnic perfect and uncooked ground beef from spoiling, it can actually cause other foods to lose texture and flavor faster than they would otherwise. For example, the fridge may be the greatest thing since sliced bread, but don't actually put your bread in there. We spoke via email with Randy George, president and co-owner of Vermont-based Red Hen Baking Company. He explained that hearth-baked breads are best kept at room temperature for a couple days in a paper bag, perforated bag, or even at no bag at all. Quote, although refrigeration does delay the growth of mold, a refrigerated environment is very dry and will therefore hasten the staling of bread. A bag at room temperature preserves the crisp crust. Although the humidity of your room will vary, it is rarely as dry as the inside of a refrigerator. However, if you need to keep the bread fresh for a longer period of time, opt to freeze it in a tightly sealed plastic bag. Pre-slicing a loaf will let you take out only what you need when you need it. Also, although the fridge might not be the last place on earth to store potatoes, it's pretty close. This is because potatoes don't fare well at temperatures below 45 degrees Fahrenheit, that's 7 degrees Celsius. At that temperature, their inherent starches start to break down into sugars, which in turn can cause unfortunate changes to texture and taste, making the potatoes sweeter and tougher. Instead, look to store potatoes in a dark, humid environment between 40 and 50 degrees Fahrenheit, that's about 4.4 to 10 degrees Celsius. If you live in a temperate climate, you could store potatoes in a pantry, basement, or root cellar if you have one. If you live in a warmer part of the world, though, you can still store them in a cellar or kitchen cupboard. just make sure you use up those potatoes in a week or two, because after that, they'll start to sprout. Once you find a good storage spot, wrap the spuds up in a paper bag rather than a stifling plastic bag. For winter squash, there's no need to get too fancy. A countertop will do just fine if you're planning to eat them pretty soon. If you want them to last longer, select a cool, dark place, say next to your potatoes in a kitchen pantry, drawer, or cabinet. Winter squash will last longer if they aren't touching each other or touching any hard surfaces, so it's advisable to wrap each one in paper or cloth. Some varieties, like acorn or butternut squash, may last for months this way, assuming that your storage area is cool enough. However, be sure not to store squash next to fruits or vegetables that produce ethylene, which is a hydrocarbon gas put out by ripening fruits and veggies, as this may cause the squash to start rotting. Some producers of ethylene include tomatoes, onions, ripe bananas, and apples. And speaking of tomatoes, room temperature is best to keep tomatoes from spoiling, while also maintaining their best possible flavor and texture. Ripe tomatoes usually stay good for about 2 to 3 days post-purchase if placed stem side down, away from direct sunlight, and ideally in a paper bag. This is because exposure to warm sunlight will heat up the tomato and make it soften more quickly. Note that some tomato varieties have been specially bred to extend their shelf life, and these may last as long as a week or two on the counter. If you absolutely must make that special tomato on your counter last a little bit longer, though, you can put it in the fridge. Just be sure to take it out an hour or so before slicing and serving to bring some of the original flavor and texture back. Also, onions, much like potatoes and winter squash, do well stored in a kitchen cabinet or pantry. The only difference is that while potatoes prefer a humid environment and squash don't mind much either way, onions are looking for as dry an environment as possible. Be sure to use breathable paper bags to store them and opt for an area with good ventilation. And keep in mind that all of these storage tips apply to whole fruits and vegetables. If you buy any already peeled or cut up, keep those in the fridge to prevent spoiling. Today's episode was written by Alia Hoyt and produced by Tyler Klang. For more on this and lots of other curious topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. Celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit tomboyx.com.
Diamonds Direct has done it again. This month only, get ready for an offer you can't resist. Buy a natural diamond engagement ring of 1 carat plus and receive a free natural 1 carat diamond tennis bracelet valued at $2,000. That's right, a stunning diamond tennis bracelet at no extra cost. Imagine giving her the ring of her dreams and her wedding gift all at once. So hurry into Diamonds Direct. Your chance to get a free tennis bracelet will not last long. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.